2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You know what time it is?
Your home for the best football coverage in Utah
is on the KSL Sports Zone. The Utes kick off Pac-12 play with a trip to Arizona State for a showdown against the Sun Devils. Your home for the best coverage of Utah football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. This is Unrivaled, presented by G2G Bar on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, after a long weekend of college football.
I got something for you.
Good, because I kind of didn't want to dive right into
good
BYU's deficiencies yet.
This is
a good pause for a couple
this
minutes.
This is funny.
Let's hear it.
So I got a text from my oldest son, who lives in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big football fan, right?
So oh,
and of course, you know, I played for the Lions, so he's aware of that.
He's aware that you played for the Lions.
Well, my kids were young when I So he said, "Hey, there was a pretty neat story about a journeyman offensive lineman from the Detroit Lions who got cut and came back and started for the first time in his career this week, and they got the win against against the Washington football team, right?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my son goes, pretty neat story over the weekend. This guy was cut and came back 3 weeks later and played great. Interesting looking Lions team this year. So I just said, "I'm just so glad the Lions finally won." And he says, "Yeah, they managed not to go 0-2. They have a chance."
Mm.
And he goes, "I really like what Campbell is doing up there. Did you watch Hard Knocks?" So he's asking me this. I said, "Yeah, their odds go up massively being 1-1 versus 0-2. And I said, "Look, I had no interest in the Lions until I watched Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Now I'm really pulling for them with my one butt cheek and three fingers."
Right. The old Dan Campbell reference.
Said, "Laugh out loud." My son laughed.
Oh, he LOL'd?
Yeah. Well, I LOL'd.
I want to get more of you reading text message conversations back and forth. Can we get two or three?
I LOL'd and he ha-ha'd. And he thought that was funny.
Can we?
Did you get that from the? You know.
I feel it.
Yeah.
LOL anyways. Versus a haha. Very different energy level on those two.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Suey.
Funnier than that. That's the most annoying thing.
The suey. So,
yes.
That's yours.
Suey.
That's your voice.
I know
voice.
Who it is.
It's amazing.
I don't want to hear my voice.
I do. I want to hear you squeal like a pig.
Suey.
It doesn't get old for me. All right. Hey, Scott. Guess what? There wasn't just the one game with so Utah State, of course, was off. So we just had BYU and Utah to be able to watch this weekend. And, of course, the Oregon-BYU game. So I'm in here doing pre- and post-game with Jay Katz on Saturday for the BYU games. We had and so much anticipated, right? We did 2 hours of pregame walking into this thing on Saturday. We're excited because it's as good. And we're watching every game before it on all of the networks they're watching.
Sure. You didn't think that was funny, did you? I thought it was funny. You didn't even laugh. I was like,
you read,
I wanted
you
to
read
light,
the words LOL.
I wanted to lighten up your
laugh.
Day.
I can't
laugh.
I can't laugh when you go.
I wanted to lighten up your day.
Hey, he said, so he said LOL, and I said, ha ha. And no. So am I supposed to go, ha?
No, I said LOL. He said, ha ha. I'm trying to lighten your day up here.
I'm fine. I'm not like grumpy at all.
I'm fine. I'm just fine. Look, when anyone ever says I'm fine, they're not fine.
Okay.
You're not fine.
I'm doing it to get you off my back. I want the fewer Scott Mitchell jokes today.
It's not a joke.
Well, then what was funny about it again?
Well, it was real life. Real life.
So I'll just give you a tip, because out of the
football
two of us
that have
done, out of the two of us, who's done stand up and sketch comedy before? let me just tell you, when you have to say you had to be there, it's not funny either. Ah. Guess you had to be there. So that I guess you had to be there. Well, I mean, between me and my son, we thought it was funny. I guess you had to be there. Beep.
All right, Mr. George Carlin, say something funny.
I'm not, don't you dare, because that's not the thing that people do.
Say something funny.
Play Scott's pig voice again.
Sweet.
There you go. That makes me laugh.
Eminem.
See, also, all right. What was I even talking about before you so rudely interrupted?
Something
me?
About the football game in Oregon.
Well, what I was saying was we do all this build up to the BYU Oregon game.
Okay.
And every game that was going on to that point of the day, the networks must have just been crapping their pants, because every game was a blowout.
Yeah.
And so the 1:30 kickoff comes around. Here we go. Now BYU and Oregon is going to be a close game.
Going to be a great game.
38-7 later, we're all looking at each other. Going, so do we have to do post game, or like it's not that fun to get through a game like that, because you're just waiting for everything to tick, for the time to tick off. You're writing down stuff you want to say. You're writing down impressions of how bad things were at that moment. And there were a lot of things that stood out in that game to me. And in the end, I just went, you know what this was? They didn't learn anything at Baylor last year. This was their Baylor game for this year. They had everything going for them walking into that game, although in Baylor's case, they had lost the week before already to Boise State, so they'd already been punched in the gut. They get another punch in the gut by going to Baylor last year, but it was the one game, Scott, that at least the Boise State game, they made so many mistakes, they fumbled the game away, literally, and they could still say, you know what, though? We should have won that game because we were a better team than that Boise State team. Fine. Baylor was another situation where you went, we got outclassed. Oregon, everybody, including anyone who talked about it on this radio station, mostly was just kind of putting Oregon down and going, look what they did against Georgia.
I didn't put Oregon down.
And what did they say? Yeah, they got athletes. And all I could say was there's no way the run game is going to be as deficient as it was against Baylor. I don't know why I would have thought that. On Hanson Scotty today with Houston Hamula, he straight up said, yeah, when teams watch a bunch of film on us, they scheme us pretty well. And I'm going, well, that's bad news. Don't you think Wyoming, who freaking shut down the best run game in the entire country last week to beat Air Force, is not going to be doing the math on this thing and going, we can own these cats. It was an embarrassing performance on the ground. Everybody after the game starts calling into the postgame show and saying, what's up with Chris Brooks? What's up with the run game? What's up with the Elias Tuiaki's defense? Everything went out the window from the Baylor game.
All right. I can't explain this other than it's a real thing. Okay. I don't know why it's a real thing, but it's a real thing. Just so you know, it really is a real thing. And here's what it is. There's something depleting where you have an emotional loss or win. Or it doesn't even matter if it's win or loss.
Right.
And it just takes energy
out of it.
It's
a hangover of some sort.
It just is. And so what happens is when you travel and your time shortened because you travel, you have a late night, you get shorter time to actually recover. Your body has a shorter time of actually recovering. Your late night, earlier kickoff, along with travel. Yes, it's only to Oregon, but it's still – You have to get on a bus. You have to get off a bus. You have to get on an airplane. There's just a lot of extra things you do. And it's like, okay, fine, you're a highly tuned athlete. It shouldn't be a big deal. But it does take away your energy. And to me, the game has to – you have to find a way and know this and recognize this and create false energy early. You have to. I remember we said this last week.
Why does it have to be false energy? Because you are fighting through that.
Because you're
hangover?
Fighting through it, and you just have to find a way to just go. I can tell you so many games. You're in warmups, and you go, man, it's just flat today. Well, I don't know what it is. It's just flat, and so you realize you don't have your A game, and you're on your B game, and you've got to figure out how to create a different alphabet soup to play. And it's a real thing, and that's when having a Puka Nacua, having your best players, having a lot of veteran players really is that's when those players step up and say, guys, we got to pick it up. Because it felt like to me BYU was tentatively going into that game and just kind of, we're going to just kind of see how things go. And if it goes well, fine. But if it doesn't, we're going to accept it. And it just felt like BYU accepted what was happening to it instead of trying to do something about it. I was excited. The first play of the game, I'm like, Jaren Hall firing a dart out there down the field. Great throw. But you know the reality of that throw? It should have been over the top, and it probably would have been a touchdown.
Oh, instead of the end of throw, come
but,
back
you know,
to it.
It's like, whatever. It's fine. But there just wasn't that energy. There wasn't that we've got to convert these third downs. We've got to get off the field here on third down. You just didn't feel that energy, and you have to have it. And you have to match a good team or a team that's playing well, especially at their home stadium. You've got to get the crowd. You've got to get their enthusiasm out of the building so you can have at least a fair fight. And that you just didn't see it, and it just wasn't there with the team. And I can't blame it on anyone. Because if you ask the players, they go, no, we were there, we were ready. But you just look, there just wasn't this enthusiasm. Tenacious fight in this team against Oregon on Saturday.
I wonder if they're like, I mean, this is something we talked about during the game, the inability to be able to stop Oregon. They were gashing BYU on all these plays. So the run game that Oregon put together, and then the pass game that Bo Nix was able to put together, and this was definitely good Bo Nix showing up for this one. I had a friend who texted me and said, hey, no one in your post game, meaning all the callers that called in, they just like to talk about how bad BYU was doing and how the reason they lost was because of these things that BYU did. But Oregon is a freaking good football team still. By the way, is it a shock that Oregon is able to put together, with all the talent that they have, a really nice game at home? And by the way, a must-win for them. Like, Scott, this was a have-to-have Oregon game for Oregon.
Yes.
Have-to-have this game for Oregon. And so that you show up, and they're the ones who have they have more on the line suddenly. You have to create, like you said, that false energy, right?
Yeah.
You've got to create that this game is as big for you as it is for them. Now, it should have been, because in BYU's world, the word special season kept coming up. I'm glad that this happens from time to time, because the word special season, we overuse it. We overdo it. And the very first thing that came out of my mouth during postgame was, hey, BYU fan, count your freaking blessings that Independence is no longer after this season. Because this is the feeling Independence brings. A loss in game three, and you go, this year sucks. This year's over. Going to a bad bowl game, I guess. That's the immediate reaction.
Yeah, and it's a valid point and a real one, and it's a great point.
Be excited that next year you can go, you can take an out-of-conference loss and go, no matter.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what the human nature of things is. It's not that BYU is a bad team and Oregon's just dominatingly better. It's mm-hmm. just that for whatever reason, when it counted during the on the field during game day, one team showed up and one team didn't. And
right.
there's a real thing to figure out how to get yourself to show up and compete, and not just kind of go through the motions of the game and accept what is actually happening.
Yeah. No, I look at it and I wonder if there's going to be a moment for this BYU team where they can say, hey, you know what? We can now kind of get that out of our system. Because in another point that somebody made when we were doing our postgame show, which I thought was really good too, and we did this, we had to do it last year. Hello. If you would have said BYU is going to go 2-1 after three games when you looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, that means you probably you beat either Oregon or Baylor.
Right.
And you would have beyond taken it. Now last year, they were spoiled because the front end of the schedule was tough, and they went 5-0. Remember, BYU was 5-0 before they lost two in a row. And they go 5-0, and everybody goes, after they lost those two games, they go, well, sky's falling. We suck, right? We're going to some garbage bowl game. That's the way that fans react. You can't have just in the middle, you can't have rational thought, but people go, hey, man, if you would have said after seven games BYU is going to be 5-2, people would have said you were nuts. And that's the way you have to look at it this year.
Come on, man. But, you know, going back to last year, and you don't want to compare year to year, but they hit all of those teams that they played, the Pac-12 teams they mm-hmm. played. They hit them all at the absolute perfect time they could have.
Right.
Utah was not what it ended up being at the end of the year. Washington State had their coach get, you know, fired like Herm Edwards. The, you know, Arizona State fumbled its way to losing. And they're a dumpster fire. Arizona was garbage a year ago. I mean, you know, USC was awful. So it's not a real, you know, well, we just beat all these Pac-12 schools. So you beat a lot of bad schools in the Pac-12.
I was totally on Kalani's side at the end of the week where I was like, I do not want to hear about the 5-0 versus the Pac-12 from the year before because it makes no difference on this game against Oregon. All right.
It does.
Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We have our weekend Warriors around the corner. Don't want to miss any of those. Plenty to go still on our Monday edition. Did you just you throwing your stuff around there, bro?
Well, I'm done talking. It's your turn. You talk. I take a break.
We're going to go. We'll take a break right now. Stay right here with us. Stop playing tobacco's game. Control your future. Free nicotine patches and gum at waytoquit.org. We will come back. We'll break down a little bit more that of the weekend and bring you your weekend Warriors. Stay with us. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.